What's up, guys? Welcome home to the House of Jane podcast. I'm your host, Jane Nicholson, and this show is all about shooting the shit. My agenda is that I don't have one. We are covering it all, from everyday topics to life updates, and more often than not, you can catch me sharing an embarrassing story about myself. New episodes are released every Wednesday, so follow along and subscribe to the House of Jane podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, or anywhere you find your podcast fix. I'm so excited to share this with you. Let's shoot the shit. Hello, hello, fam. Welcome back to the House of Jane podcast. How is everyone? I know that I ask you guys every week when I intro the show how you guys are, and I always ask it as if you guys are going to reply, which honestly is so dumb. Maybe you do reply to yourself. I don't know. If you do, I appreciate it. But I do really genuinely care. I hope you guys are all having a great week. I hope everyone's just really, really great. Wanted to take a quick moment here to appreciate the fact that this is episode number 30. This is the Dirty 30 episode. Who would have thought? I really appreciate all of you who have listened or who have at least lied to me and told me that they've listened to the show thus far. You guys are the real MVPs that have been along for this ride and made it to episode number 30. So obviously the last couple episodes were pretty skimpy, so I do apologize, but we're getting back to it. I'm back on the bullshit. I've got some stuff planned for you, so hopefully we'll have a little bit more substance to these shows for you, and they'll be kind of back on par with what they were before. So I'm actually coming off a long weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend, and it was much needed. I was in like total recovery mode. I feel like I've been going nonstop for the last 3 weeks. This most recent week, even more so since I was traveling. And once I finally got to Chicago, I don't think I stopped like once to literally do anything. So now that I'm telling you all this, I do realize that the timing between when it takes for me to record to when it gets edited to when it actually is released, we're off by like a week. So I know like me referencing MDW is probably, it's stupid because I'm definitely a week behind by the time that you're listening to this. So I understand that that's confusing. Wish that there was something that I could do about that, but honestly, probably just at the fault of my own, I should just not talk about specific times or reference specific dates. But yeah, Claire and I have full-time jobs, so that's just how this works. But I do feel like I have a big ol' IOU on episodes for you guys. Again, ready to get back into some more consistent shows with actual substance. And we're back to shoot more shit. So I will recap Memorial Day weekend. We basically did nothing. We basically did jack shit. It was probably the first Memorial Day weekend since my sophomore year in college that I don't feel like I had a mission to do anything specific. And by mission, I mean like drink my face off, go to the lake, go out of town, go on a trip. We literally planned nothing. And I'm not even upset about it. There was talk that we were going to go to the lake on Monday with our neighbors. And I have no idea what happened there. I guess we all kind of loafed, but that never happened. Although, honestly, like, I don't really mind. I did go to the Big 12 baseball championships at Globe Life Field. That was the first time I went back to Arlington since I left my last job. So it was interesting. That was one of the last like pieces of business that I had some involvement in. So it was kind of cool to see. Also felt very removed. I went with my girlfriend Alyssa, who I talked about in our last episode. Alyssa went to UT, so I went in support as an honorary Longhorn, and Texas got smacked. So I apologize to all the Texas fans. I did not do a very good job of being an honorary Longhorn, so we probably won't be doing that ever again. Yeah, so then I guess Sunday and Monday we kind of just laid low again, told you we didn't go to the lake. Yeah, I really wish I had more of a recap, but oh, on Monday we bought Murphy, our dog, a pool for the side yard. I was gung-ho about getting him a baby pool. Murphy, however, completely vetoed the idea of the pool. Murphy, he's an Australian Shepherd. Rare that he's not a water dog. He's a very special boy. He does this thing where he gets in the pool and has to dig at the bottom of the pool to get all of the water out of the pool, outside of the pool. Whether that water lands on the turf, lands on you, lands on your cell phone, or any of your other belongings, the water's got to come out. And that's all he does is constantly dig at the bottom of his pool, which is pretty funny. But he's never been a digger. So it's just kind of funny how that instinct kicked in for him in the pool. So I don't know. Murphy vetoed the pool. That is now my pool. I am now a proud owner of a baby pool. So this summer, you can probably catch me sitting in that pool in like the full 6 inches of water that it can hold. In this Texas heat, because this is the first year that I live down here that I don't have access to a pool. I don't have a pool. I always rented, and I always had to have an apartment with a pool. And we're homeowners now, so I don't have my pool. But that's okay. I kind of feel like we know enough people with pools that hopefully it won't be a problem. But yeah, there's just something about like coming home after work when it's like super hot and you just like want to jump in the pool before dinner. I'll miss that for sure. Other things that I miss, home, Massachusetts. As much as I love living down here, I love living in Dallas. I love the weather down here, especially in the wintertime. The one thing that I don't think I'm ever going to get over about being in North Texas is the fact that I am completely landlocked. And no offense to you Texans, I'm not counting Galveston or any of that shit. I miss the East Coast. And since I grew up in New England, I don't really feel like I appreciated how elite it was to live on the East Coast, because you could go to the beach, even if you wanted to go for like a few hours. You go to the lakes up in like New Hampshire or Vermont. You could hike a fucking mountain if you wanted to, or you could just go straight into the city, but you could do that all within a few hours. Like, it only took a few hours, maybe even just an hour, to do all of that. And now, if I want to go to the beach, I'm driving, like, I'm thinking at least 5 to 6 hours minimum. Like, I could drive 10 hours and still be in the same state. So, I don't know. I also think with it being Memorial Day weekend, everyone's pools were open. Everyone was up at the lake up in the Northeast, or everyone was at the beach or in Nantucket or in Rhode Island. And like seeing all my friends and family out on the water, I'm just like, FOMO for sure. And even like I went to Chicago last week for a sales conference and I met a bunch of people out there who live in Massachusetts. Some of them have been there forever. Some of them just kind of moved there. But there is one woman that I met, and she is from not too far from where I grew up. And we started talking about being from Massachusetts and the fact that she knew like exactly where I grew up, like the town. It just like, it like made my heart happy, because I grew up in a very small town in Western Mass. I grew up in Longmeadow. No one fucking knows what Longmeadow is unless you're from like Western or Central Mass. Anytime anyone asks me now, like I've lived in Nashville, I've lived down here in Dallas. Anyone that finds out I'm from Massachusetts, they're just like, oh yeah, like Boston. And I'm like, I'll save you the whole 7 minute spiel, but sure. So I just like default to that because I just don't feel like having the conversation because they won't appreciate it. And I don't really care to lose that time of my life. But yeah, it was just kind of nice to connect with those people, especially this one woman. And it just made me miss home even more. So this actually might be the first summer that I can't realistically like go back and visit for a week or something. Usually I try to go up and go to the Cape or meet my parents, see some friends. But me starting this job and like our June and July is just kind of packed with events. I just don't think it's going to be possible. I also just started, so like I don't feel good about like taking a lot of time off. I feel like I'm settled, but I'm not settled. There's always something that comes up. Even like being off for Memorial Day, even though our whole company had it off, I still kind of felt like I really shouldn't have not been in the office yesterday. But I don't know. I'm just out here trying to hustle. I told you that last week, but we'll see. I don't know. I think maybe there'll be another time for me to be able to get back up there. What I also don't want for me is to be in a position where I'm like married to my job. I have seen people in past jobs and in this job. I'm sure I'll see it in future jobs that some people really are just like married to work. And I don't know. I need to love my job, but my life cannot be my job. So it's all a balancing act, and I'll just kind of see where it gets me. Hopefully I'll have the opportunity to shoot back up there. But to wrap that, shout out to Massachusetts. I freaking love you and I miss you, and I will come back for you one day. So aside from Massachusetts, there are a lot of places I want to go, a lot of trips that I want to take right now. Obviously, home first and foremost, but I also want to go back to Nashville and see some girlfriends. One of my best friends from college, Emma, her and her husband are about to welcome their first baby. The gender is still up in the air. They want to be surprised, and I'm surprised too. By the time this comes out, they might have had the baby. So cheers. Here's to the baby. Cheers and here's to the baby. I also really want to get back kind of, not necessarily Massachusetts, but honestly, New England. My little from my sorority, she's about to have her first baby. My G little, she's also about to have her first baby. Everyone's having babies, you guys. And while everyone's out here having families and having babies, I'm still over here like counting on my fingers to do basic math. So that's where I'm at in comparison. Just kidding. But not kidding about the counting on the fingers, but kidding about the comparison thing. And that kind of gets me into the next little spiel I'll go on here. But it is funny that like once you leave college and you start quote unquote adulting and you're in the quote unquote real world, you really can't use age as a proper tool of comparison anymore. And that definitely used to be a gold standard. But just so much stuff is different nowadays. And I also just like don't think that's a fair assessment. And I think it changed pretty quickly because even the generation before me, I guess, like that was still a thing. Like, oh, you should be married and have a job and have this many kids and have a house and blah, blah, blah by this age. And like, honestly, for some people, like probably, but actually including myself, like that wasn't feasible. Times are different. Yeah, again, I don't think it's a fair assessment. Maybe I'm just saying that and telling that to myself because here I am as a 30-year-old with little to no direction in life, / I'm just out here like asking myself, what have I actually accomplished? And I'm just kidding because that's such a dramatic statement. I don't actually think I've accomplished nothing, but I will say, if one more person asks me when I'm going to get engaged, when I'm going to get married or have a fucking kid, I probably will riot. I will lose it if somebody asks me that question again. I also think my game plan from here on out is now to just reply to them and just say never and see what happens. Although I can see the downside to that because then it's just going to open the door for more bullshit questions and I don't have time for that. The point being, you guys got to stop asking. And not just me, you got to stop asking other people. And you need to let other individuals figure out their shit on their own time, on their own pace. Just let them do what they want to do. And I'm sorry that if you felt that society rushed you into your ways and your decisions, but I can flip that around and just tell you, I have seen a number of people who are my age, even younger than me, who are divorced, maybe not even just once, twice. They're unhappy. Yeah, just because they all rushed into things because they thought they needed to be married and have kids by a certain age. But it's not worth it if you're not going to be happy. And I'm not saying they went into it knowing that they're not going to be happy, but sometimes you just got to let people do things at their own pace. That being said, I'm not like necessarily a very patient person, but I also think I'm just out here accepting things as they come. Sometimes you don't have control over it. We're not Adam Sandler in that movie where he goes to Bed Bath & Beyond, goes into the Beyond section and picks out his super cool remote, because if you made it to the end of that really long, stupid movie, it didn't turn out so good. So I don't know. I digress. This episode, though, I really wanted to talk about timing. Talk about time. I don't know why I've been thinking so much about time and timing recently, but I have. So I decided to share that with you. Timing is everything. And we as people always talk about time, like literally in my sales training, we talked about how time is the most valuable asset that we have, but it is also simultaneously the most limited resource that we have. So sometimes I think that we forget that, whether that's in a large capacity, in a small capacity, in any type of capacity, I think we lose sight of that. I know I do. And in like the plainest, simplest terms, look at your treadmill when you have to run for that last minute. That is going to be the longest minute of your life. Or doing a plank. Both torturous, in my opinion. But I'm sitting there looking at this minute, 60 seconds, and I am wishing this minute away so hard. I never want to see this minute ever again. I want this minute to be over. And then as soon as it's over, you're never, ever, ever, ever going to get that minute back. It's gone. So as much as you're wishing time away, you also don't want to waste your time. But I don't know if you purposefully can waste time. Like, you might think something was a waste of time, but in the grand scheme of things, was it actually? Like, you invested your time and energy into maybe like something or someone, and maybe that thing or person didn't work out. When it ends, whatever, you're frustrated, you're mad, you say that it was a waste of time. But overall, like in the end, and like the grand scheme of things, like, did you learn from it? Did you grow from it? Did something better come from it? Did it make you better? Like, was that actually a waste though? That's kind of a mind fuck for you. Yeah, I don't know why I'm having these like deep thoughts about time recently. But yeah, I guess that's just what's been on my mind. With the timing and the whole waste of time concept, like that kind of ties into how I feel about regrets. And I really don't like to feel like I have any regrets. I never want to like leave this earth and just say, these are all the things that I regret. I don't want to have any of those. I fully admit that I've been in certain moments or certain situations that I've found myself in and I've said that I've regretted X, Y, and Z, or I should never have done this, or I should have done that. But like overall, no. I'm not going to regret what I've done. I've done what I've done for a reason. It's gotten me to this point. People always say when you fail, it's a lesson. Maybe it is, man. I don't know. I don't want to live scared. I don't want to not take a risk, because some of the greatest things that have ever happened to me are honestly just from taking risks, jumping, and just not letting it kind of pass me by, not letting it become a regret. But I don't know. I say that with caution now that I'm thinking about this a little bit more. Like, I say like don't live scared, but I'm also not saying like don't be reckless as fuck and then like Don't hold back, but don't be a psychopath. I obviously am not a psychiatrist, so like take this for what it's worth or from whatever you're going to get from it, but don't come for me. Seriously, like be fun, live in the moment, take risks, but don't be a psycho. I guess that's my mantra for the week. I should stitch that on a pillow, although it had to be a very large pillow. But I'll move on from that. The last thing I'll say about timing, really, I do think that timing is everything, and certain things will happen to you, or you'll meet certain people at certain times in your life for a reason. You know, maybe you meet a person or something comes up, a new opportunity comes up for you, and it seems to be at an inconvenient time for everything else that's going on in your life. Maybe that's for a reason, or maybe that's because the universe is testing you. I don't know. I think you can kind of play that into the argument, though, about fate or manifestation, which, like, obviously I talk about because I still kind of believe in manifestation. But I don't know. I think sometimes things happen for a reason, and they can happen at times, particular times, for other reasons. I don't know. Sometimes things are convenient, sometimes things aren't, but you always hear about people saying like, oh, I met the right person, but it just was at the wrong time. Or I just got my dream job in another state, but I just bought a house here and stuff like that. And I know that we blame timing like for a lot of those things where we find that are inconvenient, but sometimes I think things happen for a reason and when they're meant to. Last week, I did like a words for the week. I found a quote that I really liked. I didn't really find one that I felt super relative to the whole concept about time and like how timing is everything. But I did find one that kind of relates back to my whole spiel about not having regrets. And it is, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. I don't know who said that. I saw it on Instagram. Sorry, I'm not giving proper credit. I don't remember where I got it. I just wrote it down. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Take that. Utilize the time you have now to make the shit happen that you want to see happen. Just use your time wisely. Ha ha. I know that I need to be better about not, quote unquote, wasting time, using my time wisely, managing my time proficiently. Also with time, finding time to plan things out, like episodes and stuff like that for this podcast. But yeah, I kind of just feel like this whole like timing is everything concept has like just kept popping up like the last couple weeks. So I just felt like today would have been a good day to talk about it. So I think that's going to be it, my friends. I will probably just wrap up here for this episode of House of Jane. I hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Please remember that new episodes come out every Wednesday. So if you could follow or subscribe or both, whatever, on Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts. I'm trying to get back on that bullshit on the old Instagram at House of Jane Podcast. So be sure to follow me there as well. I can't wait to finish out this week. And next week, I'm going to California. So I'm super excited. I will try to have something way juicier for you before we leave for La Jolla. So everyone have a fantastic week. Don't be a shitty person and make somebody's day. Okay, thanks. Bye.